Here we're back for the last section in John chapter 5, verses 41 to 47, seeking praise from men or from God. So in John chapter 5, I'll give a quick summary. It began with Jesus healing the man on the Sabbath, and then Jesus describing his working relationship with his Father. Then Jesus declared that he will judge all people. And we spent a little bit extra time on that. And then Jesus cites several testimonies about himself. And then also verses 39 and 40, which we spent quite a bit of time on. Jesus gives life through the scriptures. And finally today, Jesus seeks the glory that comes from God alone. I repeat often that in Friends Bible Study, we follow four steps: read, write, share, and listen. And I pray and trust that you're experiencing life and blessing through each of these steps. I will read John 5, 39, and 40 one more time. We've read it at the beginning of each session in John chapter 5. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which testify about me, yet you will not come to me that you may have life. I have hope that you have memorized these two verses. More importantly, I hope that you understand that the purpose of Bible study is to come to Jesus through the scriptures and to receive his life daily. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for all we have learned and received from you in John chapter 5. Open our hearts and our eyes again today that we, as we look at this final passage, we need you and desire more than anything to live by your indwelling life. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word today. Seeking praise from people or God. John 5, 41 to 47, beginning at verse 41, I don't receive glory from men, but I know you, that you don't have God's love in yourselves. Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and religious leaders. Verse 43, I have come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. These Jewish leaders did not believe in Jesus, did not listen to the testimonies the Father had given, did not allow God's words to live in them, and did not come to Jesus to receive life. Verse 42 identifies another problem. They did not love God. You don't have God's love in yourselves, Jesus said. They claimed to love God, but their attitude towards Jesus Christ proved that their love was counterfeit. Jesus said, if another comes in his own name, you will receive him. Something Jesus was referring to, the Antichrist. In any case, from that day until now, many false prophets and false messiahs and false teachers have come and deceived many. Verse 44. This is a very powerful verse. How can you believe who receive glory for one from one another, and you don't seek the glory that comes from the only God? We need to let this verse penetrate our hearts and let God deal with our hearts with the scalpel of his word. I have mentioned several core problems in the Jewish leaders that they had. Problems that the Jewish leaders had that kept them from understanding God's word and from receiving Jesus. Jesus pointed out another major issue and obstacle to coming to faith in him. They were seeking to receive glory from one another rather than the glory that comes from God alone. Jesus confronted them directly and said, you cannot believe if you seek glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that comes from God alone. The core of sin is pride and boasting. We are saved by faith through grace so that no one can boast. Boasting and seeking one's own glory makes faith impossible, because faith means to rely entirely on God alone. Do you seek the glory that comes from God alone? I think we should take time to reflect on our lives and consider this question. Am I seeking the glory from people or from God? 1 Peter 5:5 says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. This is a foundational principle for understanding truth and believing God. In order to believe and receive from God, we must seek the glory that comes from God alone. Jesus sought the glory that comes from his Father, not the glory from man. He lived for an audience of one. He lived to please his Father, not others. If we love God first, then we care only about his approval. If we know God loves us, then we won't be fixated on what others think. Our focus, priority, and passion will be on pleasing God above all else. So, are you living for an audience of one? Or are you trying to win the praise, attention, and approval of many others? If you seek the glory of others, your entire perspective, motivation, and understanding will be determined by that paradigm and by those values. Sometimes we strive to receive glory and praise from others, and we can be very subtle about it. We can look humble and talk humble, but inside, we want others to accept praise and applaud us. When this becomes our motivation, we become slaves to seeking glory from others. If we truly want to know God and walk with him, we must radically change this perspective. Our heart, way of thinking, and motivation must be to seek the glory that comes from God alone. Knowing that our Father loves us and accepts us fills our need for approval and acceptance. Only then will we be free from the compulsive need to please people and to seek glory from them. The Gospel of John talks a lot about the glory of God. As I said in our study of John 1, that God created us to live in his presence and in his glory. That glory was lost when mankind fell into sin. Jesus came to restore us to God's original plan so that we will live again in the glory of God. If we are living to receive glory from others, we will not experience the glory of God. So again, I ask this question. Will we live for the praise and approval of others, or will we live to please the Lord and to seek his glory, the only true glory? Your choice will set the course for your future and for your relationship with God. This is a big deal, I think. We are all very good at justifying within ourselves actions, attitudes, and behaviors that are motivated by the desire to receive glory, praise, and respect from others. I think this is what was driving the Pharisees in Jesus' day. Jesus confronted them, saying, "You cannot believe if you are seeking the glory of others rather than the glory from God alone." I know I'm repeating this several times, but this is a powerful point and message, and very important to our lives. Jesus said in John 16:24, "If anyone wants to follow me, they must deny self, take up their cross, and follow me." Denying self, glorification, pride, and boasting is part of what Jesus meant when he said to deny ourselves. To follow Jesus, we must die to selfishness, self-seeking, self-rule, pride, and boasting. Verse 45, "Don't think I will accuse you to the Father," Jesus said. "There is one who accuses you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you don't believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" Jesus did not need to accuse them to his Father. Moses wrote about Jesus, If they believed what Moses had written, they would have believed and received Jesus. Jesus said in verse 44 that they could not believe because they were seeking glory from one another and not the glory that comes from God alone. In verse 45, Jesus said that they could not believe because they did not believe what Moses had written. How could this happen? The Jews prided themselves in their knowledge of the scriptures and commitment to it. But in reality, they did not believe what Moses had written. Sometimes we read passages like this and want to move on to more positive, uplifting verses. However, these are the words of Jesus. He did give us many teachings and that promised peace and comfort. We need both. We need to listen to, but we also need to listen to the hard things Jesus said, and to ask how they apply to us. Jesus was a prophet. He did talk about future events, but his teaching was often prophetic, with a focus on confronting sin and calling for changed hearts and lives. This passage applies to all of us. What will we do with these words? What we do with these words will determine whether we grow in our relationship with Christ or go another direction. What will you do? Will you live for your own glory or for the glory of God? The Jewish religious leaders studied the Bible, but they rejected Jesus. Is it possible that we have religious traditions and thinking that blinds us to the truth of God's word? Are we so involved in Bible study that we fail to see Jesus in the scriptures? Will we listen to prophetic words of Jesus speaking to us through the scriptures, even if he's confronting our sin and hardness of heart? Let us not pass over these verses without letting them speak to our hearts. As Jesus said often, whoever has ears, hear. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us and for confronting us about things we need to change. I confess, sometimes I seek glory from others and not the glory that comes from you alone. Help me today and every day to tune my heart to sing your praise and to seek the glory that comes from you alone. May the glory of Christ alone be revealed in our lives today.